Danse macabre. Proud as if she were living of her noble stature, with her big bouquet, her hanky, and her gloves, she has the nonchalance and offhand manner of a thin and silly-looking flirt. Was a more slender figure ever seen at the ball? Her extravagant robe in its royal plenitude subsides voluminously onto wizened feet, pinched into slippers with pom-poms, pretty as flowers. The fluted fabric dallying at her collarbone like a lewd streamlet rubbing against the rocks modestly expunges from these ridiculous scenes the funereal appeal she's concerned to hide. Her sunken eyes are made of emptiness and the dark, and her skull, artistically wreathed with flowers, bobs feebly on its frail neckbone. What fascination in a madly bedizened non-existent. Some may label you a caricature, besotted flesh lovers, not comprehending the elegance of human scaffolding. You answer to my taste exactly, superb skeleton. Are you here with your bold grimace to trouble life's merrymaking, or is it some old desire spur still to your undead carcass that propels you, credulous, into this sabbat of pleasure? Amid the strains of the violin, amid the candle flames, do you hope to evict your derisive nightmare? Are you here supposing a torrent of orgies will cool the hell ablaze in your heart? Inexhaustible well of stupidity and blunder. Ancient agony eternally distilling. Through the bent trellis of your ribs, I see again at large the asp unsatisfied. Truth to say, I'm afraid the rewards of your coquettishness will not come up to the effort expended. Who of these mortal hearts can take a joke? Only the strong are exalted by the charms of horror. The abyss of your eyes, filled with horrible thought, exudes vertigo, and prudent dancers will not, without bitter nausea, contemplate the eternal smile of your 32 teeth. But who has not held a skeleton in his arms? And who is not fed on grave stuff? What matter how smelly or how dressed or how laid out, the squeamish make clear how they think themselves beautiful. Noseless bayadere, irresistible floozy, say to these dancers so easily shocked, cocky darlings, despite the arts of powder and rouge, you smell one of all and all like death. Oh, musky skeletons, withered Adonises, bald-faced dandies, glassy corpses, Lovelaces in decline, the universal shimmy of the danse macabre carries you away into unknown regions. From the cold key of the Seine to the fiery banks of the Ganges, the mortal herd gambles and falls in a faint, without seeing through a cloven ceiling the ominous flare of the angel's trump alongside a black blunderbuss. In every clime, under any sun, death admires you in your contortions, ludicrous mankind, and often, like you, scenting himself with myrrh, mixes his irony with your madness.